apples and dough. Gee whiz.
Did you hear about apple slump or apple cobbler? Or
yeah,
apple?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, apple cobbler, peach cobbler. Uh-huh. Sure. That's right. We I guess we were familiar with peach cobbler, you know. Mm-hmm. But I guess they, you know, because simply this, I guess this area, see, you have to probably think about what foods are most available to this area, you know. Uh-huh. And apples are not one of them. Uh-huh. I think peaches seem to be more predominant, so uh-huh. we go to peach cobbler, you know. Uh-huh. And I think that's you would find that more you know, people using peaches mm-hmm. seem like than you would apples. Mm-hmm. I imagine that's the difference.
Uh-huh. What would you call a sweet liquid that you could pour over pudding or pie?
Maybe a sweet liquid.
Maybe taking cream and mixing that with sugar and nutmeg to pour over pudding or pie.
A sweet liquid.
Uh-huh. You call that a...
Like a syrup or...
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
And if someone has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...
His food?
Okay. Do you ever call it vittles?
I mean, a lot of people around us did.
Uh-huh.
You know. But we didn't.
Uh-huh.
We didn't. I mean, because, you know, we just couldn't say it. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, you know, it just sound really, say, like, odd, you know, first. Mm-hmm. But now that is a word that was used, you know, around in the area.
What's that?
Vittles. Uh-huh. Vittles, yeah.
Food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a...
Lunch, you know.
Uh-huh.
Snack, probably, you know.
And say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and...
Go ahead and eat.
Or they're standing up, you tell them to...
Go ahead and sit down.
Okay. Yeah. So then he went ahead and what down?
He sat down.
Okay. And everybody had all what down? Nobody else was standing.
So everybody sat, huh? Everybody sat down.
Okay. And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them just go ahead and...
Go ahead and get them, or go ahead and reach, uh-huh. go ahead and get them, or go ahead and serve yourself, or whatever.
Okay. And if someone offers you some food that you don't want, you'd say, no thank you, I don't.
If someone offers me something that I don't want or don't uh-huh. eat, huh?
You say, I don't.
No, I'm sorry, I don't care for any, you know.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
Leftovers, huh?
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew.
And you say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't...
Swallow it.
Okay. And what would you call peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow? You'd call those...
Vegetables.
Okay. And a place you'd grow them would be...
Garden.
Would you have a special name for them if you grew them yourself?
If I grew them myself?
Uh-huh. Rather than bought them. Did you ever say garden truck or
truck
garden sass or anything like that?
No. You know, you're saying referring to the vegetables.
Uh-huh.
Whether I bought them or raised them.
Uh-huh.
I don't think, I wouldn't say that because I never referred, you know, I never didn't know that made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that we had what we call a truck patch or garden, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in relation to a truck patch or garden, I always refer to a garden as being small
mm-hmm.
and a truck patch or something as being a large
mm-hmm.
area, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to say, I never did think of it, differentiate between it being something, you know, I raised or